African Americans living in Vermont are far more likely than white people to be pulled over by police or to be imprisoned for alleged criminal activity. Many lawmakers say the statistics are the result of implicit bias in the criminal justice system. As VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, the Vermont House passed two bills last week in an attempt to address that issue.
Mark Hughes is the founder of Justice for All, an organization that works on issues of racial justice in Vermont. When Hughes arrived at the State House at the beginning of 2017 to push for new racial justice legislation, he admittedly did not have a keen understanding of how the building works. What Hughes did have was data. Data that spotlights stark racial disparities in Vermont's criminal justice system.
1 in 14 African-American males are incarcerated in this state. We lead the nation, okay? With a 1% population of African-Americans in this state, 10% of the population of the prisons are African-American. These are facts, okay?
Lawmakers took an interest in Hughes' proposal, and while it isn't everything the Cabot resident was looking for, the House has passed two bills that would update the state's fair and impartial policing policies and establish a new racial justice oversight board to monitor racial bias in the criminal justice system and other sectors of government.
What we're talking about here is how do we affect a system? How do we affect institutionalized racism and create an impact across the board?
Bennington Representative Kaya Morris is one of the lead sponsors of the racial justice legislation. Morris says the 15-member racial justice oversight board will provide the framework needed to flag bias and come up with ways to mitigate its impact on people of color.
This is really intended to be preventative, to look at what we have and find mechanisms for correcting course so that we can make sure that our state is just and fair for all.
Another bill would update the state's fair and impartial policing policy and require law enforcement agencies to adopt more uniform fair and impartial policing protocols. Lawmakers passed a fair and impartial policing bill in 2014, and as of April of this year, all police agencies in the state have adopted the required policy. But Morris says the existing statute needs work.
The rules for engagement between law enforcement and the public are inconsistent in application across the state. This leaves major concerns that one individual may have a drastically different experience with law enforcement depending on which community they're in at the time.
The bill would also update fair and impartial policing policies to ensure they don't run afoul of federal law. Support for the two bills was not unanimous. Newport Representative Gary Vian sits on the House Judiciary Committee that oversaw work on the racial justice legislation.
I was an officer of the law for 32 years.
Vian says he never treated anyone differently because of the color of their skin during that career.
I know so many police officers in this state, and they feel the same way, so it's almost to me like they're being picked on. It's a stigma. Passing this law, to me, creates a stigma on the law enforcement community.
Mark Hughes of Justice for All says he's not out to target police. He, in fact, says he's worked closely with law enforcement officials to craft the legislation. But Hughes says policymakers in Vermont need to act quickly and substantively to address the problems that people of color experience here.
Every single day, people of color are stopped disproportionately. Every single day. People of color are incarcerated disproportionately, and it's affecting not just individuals' lives, it is affecting families' lives, and it's affecting their lives for generations.
Commissioner of Public Safety Thomas Anderson has expressed concerns with elements of the fair and impartial policing legislation. Anderson told members of the Judiciary Committee that he would not oppose the bill, but he says he takes issue with the imposition of a more singular fair and impartial policing policy across all police agencies.
I would point out that one size does not necessarily fit all, and I think what the committee is trying to do is make one size fit all.
The bills missed a key legislative deadline that might have otherwise killed their chances of passing this year, but key Senate lawmakers say they intend to fast-track the legislation in an attempt to get the bills through the full legislature before the session adjourns. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.